Okay, so we're just going to relax and breathe. And it's always nice to just take a moment and stretch a little bit, move around, find the most comfortable possible place for you for this little bit of time ahead of us when we're focusing on the Abraham message and what a great thing it is to just relax. Breathe deeply. Maybe focus on our heart space and feel the peace and the love, the light and the energy that ever resides there. That is the very essence of our being. Underneath all of the activity is that endless, beautiful space of love and tranquility, serenity, and calm. It feels so good to relax into that space. It's like taking a vacation in our mind and just sinking into our heart space where the love ever resides. Breathing into the love, allowing the love to expand. Move out from our heart into our body in every direction. I'm easily imagine left and right and up and down, but I have to kind of remind myself to forward and back, to fill the space within my body. From the top of my head to the tippy-tippy toes. Just filling my body with love. I know each of us have access to that infinite love that is at the center of our being. And we have the ability to access it. Sometimes we need to move up the emotional scale a little bit before we find it. And the emotional scale is incredibly helpful. But in this moment, we can find something in our lives to feel peaceful about or satisfied with or contented with. Then we're already up on the 7-up of the emotional scale. So let's just take a quick moment and count a blessing or two. Just what is it that inspires you or uplifts you today? I went to the park this morning and that invariably uplifts and inspires me. When I woke up and the sun was out this morning instead of the 2 days of rain before, that inspired me. What inspires you in this moment? So we're going to talk about a quote from Abraham. And the question was, what is the perfect food? And Abraham answered that question in such a brilliant way. They said, we would say there is not one other than water. We encourage lots of that for all of you. Drink as much water as you can get into your body, then eat anything else that feels good to you. We would, for a little while, step away from the subject of food altogether in terms of trying to make anything happen. And we'd get as happy as we could relative to other aspects of our life until we could feel that our cork is floating mostly about most things. And then we would say, I'm going to befriend my body. I'm going to become a friend with my body. I'm going to make my body my friend. That is so essential, making your body your friend. Most of you are afraid of your body. Your body feels like something that might trick you. might get run over or make a wrong decision or die too early or get a disease or do something. After all, it has all kinds of mysteries. You can't look into your body. You can't see metabolism. You can't see what's happening with the cells. You don't really understand your body, and your body frightens you in most cases. We would like to help you know that your body is oh so well-meaning. Your body is so well orchestrated. You see, your body is trillions of cells that are vibrationally interacting with source energy. And if left to their own without a lot of static in your vibration, your body would only thrive. In other words, the basis of your body is one of true and utter thriving. It has no reason to frighten you. It's the greatest evidence of well-being that exists anywhere in your physical experience. It is an extraordinary mechanism that's come together from great deliberate intent from so many non-physical and physical creators. And every one of you who stands in your body continues to enhance the experience of the physical body. This is an evolution of a species that is extraordinary. Your bodies are not to be feared. Your bodies are to be revered. Your bodies are to be applauded. Your bodies are to be maybe even amazed at. But they are never to be feared. Your bodies are not vulnerable. They are not fragile. They are resilient. They are flexible. You have the ability to come into alignment again and again and again and again. And if anyone in the universe understands that, it's the cells of your body. Befriending your body is the only way we know of coming to understand that your body is resilient and it knows what to do. And it will be whatever you ask it to be. But you have to ask it to be that in a place of non-resistance. It's the most significant information that we've ever expressed relative to your physical body and food. You must love your body and then lovingly give it the food. And when you love your body and lovingly give it the food, it matters not what food you give it. So take another deep breath. And just relax. Notice that if there's a particular place you usually hold tension, like your forehead or your shoulders or your neck or your back, somewhere where you often feel a little tense, just make a decision right now to let go there. Just relax into this quiet, precious moment that we've set aside to love life, to feel contented and at ease in ourselves, to feel uplifted by the Abraham-inspired words, and to take some time to perhaps take them even deeper into our personal experience. So as we started out today, we breathed love in our heart. We acknowledged the love that already exists at the center of our being. So let's go back there and breathe into the love. And I like to imagine sometimes that it's like breathing into a balloon. The balloon just increases in size as we breathe into it. And this beautiful space of love in our heart increases as we breathe into it. It expands in our bodies, up and down and front and back, in and out, left and right. Diagonally, from the tip of our very tippity right hand to the base of our left toes and vice versa. Our bodies are magnificent. So let's start with seeing what we can appreciate about our bodies. Start at the level of contentment and count our body blessings. I feel blessed that I can see. I'm grateful to have vision. I'm grateful for my glasses that improve my vision, particularly when I drive. I'm grateful for the lens of my camera that improves my vision when I take pictures of birds. There are so many things that I enjoy seeing. Let's take a moment and just savor our vision. You might like to watch something specific. Might be a puppy or a kitten or a grandchild or the great outdoors or the ocean or a river. What is very satisfactory for you to see? Seeing something beautiful is always a gift. I've been watching the cherry trees and the wildflowers blooming. Walked amid the bluebells at Riverbend Park on Thursday. So much to see in life. I am contented with my vision. And I'm content with my hearing. What do you love to hear? I love to hear the sound of the birds. I love to hear beautiful music. I love to hear the laughter of happy children. I even love to hear myself laugh. It's a treat to feel my face smile and hear my own laugh. What do you love to hear? We love to hear compliments. It's always nice when somebody appreciates us. We love to hear wisdom. We love to hear inspiring messages. There's so much in the world to listen to that's so very satisfactory. And is there something you love to hear that brings you peace? A gentle rain on the roof when I'm getting ready to go to sleep. It's very peaceful for me. Sound of the river flowing over the rocks. The sound of the waterfall. Sound of the ocean waves. So much we can hear that takes us to a beautiful place. Let's think about what we love to smell. I love to smell the cedar trees after a rain. So fresh and invigorating. I love the smell of the salt air of the ocean. I love to smell bread baking and chocolate chip cookies. I'm good with pizza cooking too. What do you love to smell? What do you love to taste? I can easily go with the pizza, the chocolate chip cookies, and the homemade bread. There are so many things that taste good, including fresh, clear, cold water, particularly on a hot day. Something wonderful to taste. Let's think about what's satisfactory to taste. Or downright delicious. Moving up the emotional scale, we can look at what we're enthusiastic and eager to experience with our bodies. How does it feel to be flexible? I love the feeling of flexible. Those moments when my body is moving easily in the direction I want to go. That feels good. In what ways are you happy with your body? I'm happy with my smile. It communicates my friendliness. I'm happy with the days that I feel really energized. When I wake up in the morning, as I did this morning, and I say, the sun's out, I want to go to the park. That feels really good. Think about days when you're happy with your body. Remember that Abraham says, if there's 99 things you don't like and one you do like, if you focus on one you do like, you'll find more and more that you do like. So we just need to find one point of happiness. I like that my body digests my food. I'm happy that my immune system works so well and that I feel healthy. I'm happy that my body goes places that I want to go. I'm happy that my body carries me safely in this world. I'm happy to feel balanced. I'm happy to feel great when I sleep deeply and well. I'm happy when I awaken from a beautiful dream. Abraham invited us to appreciate our bodies, and that's what we've been doing here. So let's go a little deeper in the last few minutes and think about what they said about the trillions of cells in our body. They've said before that pain is an indication that our cells are asking for more energy and our inner being is responding and giving more energy, but we're not relaxed enough to let it in. So let's appreciate this beautiful communication that our cells have with our inner being and Source. We are not our body's Source. Isn't that an amazing thought? The universe is supplying our body's cells in every moment. It's what causes us to breathe. It's what causes our heart to beat. We don't have to be conscious to make that happen. Let's appreciate the fact that our heart beats and we breathe even when we're sleeping. There is so much that is just automatic about health and wholeness and life. So much to appreciate. And Abraham suggested that we not just love our body, but we revere it. That there is an extraordinary specialness about this physical body that we incarnated within, that we chose to be this one. I want to love this one I chose from a non-physical perspective. And I love the teaching of Louise Hay and many other teachers who suggested looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, I really, really love you, to our image in the mirror. Because when we say that, we are seeing ourselves through the eyes of Source, who endlessly loves us, who always loves us, who supports and supplies us in every moment of every day, in all of this lifetime and in all of time. It is extraordinary to remember these powerful truths of who we really are. We are the love, we are the light, we are the grace. We are that beautiful divine expression on the planet, and that wonderful energy is flowing through us, in us, and as us, in those moments when we are in alignment. It is such a gift to spend time remembering who we truly are. And the time for this meditation is coming to a close. So we can just breathe and relax consciously again, bringing our awareness more to that beautiful space of open-eyed smiling, remembering that gathering together like this in spiritual community is such a blessing. And I give thanks for each one of us here and for the opportunity to savor our physical bodies and to experience the joy that we can as we remember the truth about ourselves. I give thanks for this, and so it is.